It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. As far as I'm concerned, the late Los Angeles artist Jason Rhodes is still alive and kicking. At least that was my impression when I attended the opening of the current mega exhibition of his work at Hauser, Wirth & Schimmel. Here is my warning to those of you not familiar with Jason Rhodes' art. Prepare to be overwhelmed by the chaotic density of his installations and his shocking use of politically incorrect language. In the sprawling installation My Medina in Pursuit of My Hermitage, the artists pay homage to the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, the museum envisioned by Catherine the Great as a place for spiritual seclusion. But with his trademark political incorrectness, the artist turns things upside down. With the floor covered in a carpet of towels, his Hermitage looks part mosque, part temple. Visitors are invited to take off their shoes and walk on the carpet. A cloud of neon signs hangs from the ceiling, each sign a slang term for female genitalia. According to a gallery statement, for Rhodes, the act of visiting an art museum or gallery is like embarking on a religious pilgrimage. In another humongous installation, Tijuana Tangier Chandelier, made in the last year of the artist's life, hundreds, if not thousands of objects crown the floor or hang from the ceiling. Cheap imitation of designer handbags, Mexican sombreros, Moroccan hanging lights, and other trinkets of global consumerism. And once again, nearly 200 neon signs are suspended from the ceiling, each bearing a reference in either Spanish or English to female genitalia. In the creation myth, Rhodes creates a sculptural installation so busy, so overwhelming, that it could be mistaken for the aftermath of an earthquake in a crowded storage unit. Comparing this early work with those made towards the end of his career, one becomes aware of the artist's tendency to better focus and edit himself in his later works. If you are up to having another encounter with unsettling art, let's visit the exhibition of Lynn Fulks at Spruth Margers across from LACMA. Critics often use the word eccentric to describe Fulks' art and his personality. When I look at his maddeningly complex mixed-media paintings, I do see them as crazy, obsessive, nostalgic, tragic, and very melancholic. This exhibition highlights paintings created by the artist since his major retrospective at UCLA's Hammer Museum a couple of years ago. Fulks not only keeps himself busy producing new paintings and collages, but as far as I know, he continues, at the age of 82, to play an outrageous, self-made musical contraption, a sort of church organ made out of xylophone, car horns, organ pipes, and cowbells. He calls it The Machine. Looking at his assemblage comprised of a found, rusty car door pierced with dozens of bullet holes, one is understandably shocked by the violence and tragedy it implies. But the way Lynn Fulks presents it, it's pure poetry. It's been Edward Goldman with Talk on KCRW.